Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
Tainus Daf Tezayin. The Mishnah told us that they used to place ash on the heads of the Nasi and the Av Bezdin, and subsequently each individual used to put ash on his own head. And the Gemara wants to know, why is it that when it came to putting ashes on the heads of the Nasi and the Av Bezdin, the ash had to be placed on their heads by a third party? Why couldn't it have been like everybody else who placed ash on their own heads? And the Gemara answers him, Rab Abed ben Kisri, Eine doime misbayesh me atzmoy le misbayesh me acherim. The busha that a person suffers from someone else is greater than busha that he himself generates. As Rashi explains, the ika agmas nefesh tfei. When other people do it, there's more agmas nefesh. Now you'll ask, that explains why the Nasi and Rosh HaVezdin had to have others put the ashes on their heads. But it doesn't explain why didn't everybody else do it that way as well. So Rashi continues, and he explains, Mishum chashivusam heim mizbayshe me'acherim, aval shar b'nei adam d'loi chashivi loi mizbayshe b'nesines acherim. The more chashiv the person, the more vulnerable he is to embarrassment. So when somebody is very chashiv, like the Nasi and the Av Bezdin, having other people place ash on their heads is more embarrassing. But other people that aren't as chashiv will not become more embarrassed by somebody else placing the ash on their head. V'sagiluhu b'nesines atzman, and it's enough if they themselves place the ash on their heads. Now the Mashab brings down the Rashi, and he says, I don't understand the chiluk the Rashi is making, because if there is agmas nefesh more al yidei other people, then the same thing should hold true when ash is placed on everybody else's head. We should say that let's bring about more agmas nefesh. And he says, Lama lo yizbayshu gamkin b'nesiras hacherim. Why wouldn't regular people become more embarrassed when other people put ashes on their heads? And therefore, says the Marsha, I'd rather learn based on the girsa of the Ran. The Ran is gairis, not de'ika agmas nefesh tfei, that when other people place ash on someone's head, there's more agmas nefesh. Rather, the lashon of the Ran is de'ika agmas nefesh purta, which means the exact opposite, that when another individual puts ash on someone's head, there's less agmas nefesh than when that person is forced to put the ash on his own head. So when you're dealing with somebody who's more chashuv, like the Av Bezdin or the Nasi, a small amount of agmas nefesh is enough, because based on their position, it's much easier to be mevayish them. Masha Enkein, everybody else, they need to have more in order to be mevayish them. So that's why we require them to put the ash on their own heads. That would be mevayish them more than if they would have other people putting the ash on their heads. However, the Mashal says that the end of the Rashi doesn't sound like that either, because the lashon of Rashi is Avol shar b'nei adam d'loi chashivi loy mizbayshi b'nesines acherim v'sagi lehu b'nesines atzman. And instead of saying v'sagi lehu b'nesines atzman, it's enough for them to do it by themselves. It should say uboy nesines atzman. They need more busha. The smaller amount of busha is not enough for them, since they're not chashiv, they're not mizbayshi, they don't get embarrassed by smaller things. So the Mashad does admit that the lashon of Rashi is mashma, like the pashto pshat, like the girsa that we have in Rashi, that there's more agmas nefesh involved when other people do it, not less. And that's why Rashi says at the end that shar b'nei adam d'lei chashivi, it's enough for them to do it themselves, and we don't need to be mevayish them more. But the Mashad has a problem with it. Now, as far as the problem the Mashad asked, that if indeed there is agmas nefesh involved, why would Rashi say loy mizbayshi b'nesines acherim? So the Sefer Menachem Meshiv says very simply that regular people are not mizbayish when somebody on the same level as them puts the ash on their heads. So a nasi and av bezdin, since it's people that are pachas mehem that are putting the ash on their heads, they have more busha. Masha ein kein, regular people, somebody who's on the same level as them is not going to be mevayish them any more than when they put it on their own heads, and that's why he says it's sagad lehu b'nesines atzmon. However, in the Kani Re'im, on the bottom of the Marsha, he explains that, of course, regular people would become more mizbayish than the Nasi and the Av Bezdin. And when Rashi says, Lo mizbayishi b'nesines acherim, he doesn't mean that they will not suffer that busha. Rather, we're not mechayiv them to suffer that busha. Lo mizbayishi b'nesines acherim, we are not mevayish them. We don't subject them. They are not mizbayish. They're not subject to the busha of nesines acherim. V'sagilu b'nesines atzman. Halachically, we allow them to suffice with that amount of busha. And the reason, says the Kainer Aim, is because our main objective is to be mevayish the Nasi and the Av Bezdin more than everybody else, because due to their chashivas, we have reason to be toila the chet on them more than everybody else. They're the leaders. So we're interested in being mevayish the leaders more than other people. The Karen Oira, B'Shem the Yerushalmi, also says a similar thing. We'd rather be mevayish the leaders. That would be me'orer everybody else to do tshuva when you're mevayish the leaders. The Gemara continues and asks, Lama yotzen l'rechov? Why do we take everybody out to the rechov shel ir? Why are we going outside? Why not just daven in shul? The Gemara gives two answers. Rebchi bar Abba Amar loymer za'akno betzina v'loy nanenu. We davened in private in shul, and we were not answered. Nevaza atzmin v'farhesya. Let's be mevaza ourselves openly and publicly. This, says the Meiri, would bring to a certain hachna, and that hachna is ma'ayra rachmim. Rish Lakish amar galinu. We have exiled ourselves from the Beis HaKnesses, and therefore we ask galusenu mechaperes aleinu. Let our exiling serve as a kapara. My Beinayu, the Gemara asks, what's the difference between the two timeim? Ike Beinayu, the chilik is the gali mi beknishta le beknishta. Would it help for the people to go from one Beis HaKnesses to another Beis HaKnesses? So according to Rish Lakish, it's really all about exiling, about leaving the place where we were, and this would be enough. But according to Rebchi Bar Abba, we're looking to change from being Betzina to being Befarhesya, and therefore it has to be Dafka to the Rechov Shel Ir. The Magen Avram, actually, in Siman Tovkuf Ayin Tes, Sivkot and Aleph, he paskins like Rish Lakish, and he says, therefore, that if it's impossible to daven b'rechov shel ir, so then you should just daven in a different shul. Now, the obvious question is, why, according to Rish Lakish, do we bechlal go to the rechov shel ir? The Magen Avraham himself is saying that if you don't have the option of rechov shel ir, then it's enough to go to a different shul, but it's clear that the lechatchila is to go to rechov shel ir, and why? The answer, says the Michtam LeDavid in Orech Chaim Siman Tezvov, can be found in the Lashon HaRambam. In Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Chof Aleph, the Rambam gives a different time that seemingly does not appear in the Gemara at all. The Lashon of the Rambam is, Rechoyva Shal Ir, Af Al Pi Sheha'am Mispalalim Boi B'Tainiyes U'B'Mamodis, Mipnei Sheha Kibbutz Rav, Ve'ein Bote Kinesias Mechilin Oison, the Rambam is coming to explain that there's no Kedushas Beis HaKnesses to Rechov Shel Ir. When he explains that, he says that even though people daven there on Tainias Mamodis, the reason, says the Rambam, that they daven there is because Shakibutz Rav, there are so many people, and there's not enough room in the shuls to keep all those people. Nevertheless, the Rambam says it doesn't have the Kedusha because it's only a temporary tefillah. So the Rambam is giving a whole different reason why we daven in the Rechov Shel Ir. Not because of Golus and not because we're being mevayish ourselves, but rather a technical reason. There's not enough room in Shul. Where does the Rambam get that from? Says the Michtam LeDavid, because the Rambam passes like Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, when he's arguing with the Rebchi Bar Abba, the halacha should be like him. He's Kashish Mimenu, he's older, and he's about Talmud Yoyser, so therefore it stands to reason that the halacha would be like Rish Lakish. Since we don't find a real reason, according to Rish Lakish, why it should be Dafka in the Rechov Shel Ir, because the time that Rish Lakish gives would be enough to daven in another shul, must be that the Rambam was aware of a different reason why, lechatchila, you should daven on the Rechov Shel Ir. And that, says the Rambam, is because there is such a large crowd. However, that's not going to be ma'akeh b'di'evit, since it's only a technical reason. The main kpeda is that you should be goyla to a different place. The next thing the Gemara asks is, v'lama ma'itzin es ha'teva l'Rechov Shel Ir. Why is it that we take the teva out to the Rechov Shel Ir? Amar Rishu Malevi, loymer kli tzenua hayalanu v'nisbaze b'avineinu. We had a kli tzenua, which is the Aron Kodesh, and our sins caused it to become nisbaze. In Shalos Tshuva's Divrei Chaim, Chelik Aleph, Yeredeya Simon Nuntes, he brings a shaila that was asked to him about a shamish of a Beis Medrash in a certain city that did not sleep in the Beis Medrash Friday night. He saw there was nobody else there. He didn't want to sleep there by himself. So he locked the Beis Medrash. The next day he comes back and he sees that unfortunately the Sifrei Torah were menachin ala ashpa bibizoyin. Ganavim came in at night and they took out the Sifrei Torah and they were mafshid them. They threw them artza on the ground in the ashpa, and it was a tremendous bizoyin. And they asked the tzanzor of what should they do. So he answers as follows. He says, "V'ikar adavar shenoygin anu b'nei Ashkenaz." It's famous, it's well known that b'nei Ashkenaz, we fast when Sefer Torah falls down. Or tefillin, ein lo shum remez b'shas. There is no remez to this idea in the entire Shas. He brings out that the Kapas Tmarim wanted to bring a smach to this idea from the fact that it says, "Leispal adam a sefer Torah biyadei." A person should not daven when he's holding a sefer Torah. However, he says there's no remez to be misanet, to make a tainus when the sefer Torah falls. Of course, he says you're supposed to be careful and make sure the sefer Torah doesn't fall. But who told us that when the sefer Torah does chas v'shalom fall, that you're supposed to fast? And he says that the minhag is that all of the people that were there at the time that it falls are supposed to fast. And he says the Gemara in Ma'id Katan is mashma that an oinah shaloi al yidei adam lahachis ein tzarich klal like kriya v'like tainus. So where does this minhag come from? It says the Devar Chaim nearly loymer that tamhu the mevur betainus. He brings our Gemara that says al mashbetzien ateva l'rechoyv loymer kli tzenua hayolanu v'nis bazeb avaneseinu haresha voines garmen lebizoyin hatoyra. You see from our Gemara that avoines cause bizoyin hatoyra, because that's what we say, that it's our avoines that cause the bizoyin to the Torah. The imchas v'shalom nikra siva lebizoyin hatoyra. If for some reason chas v'shalom something happened to bring about bizoyin hatoyra, vaday machmas chet anshei oisayir. It was because of their sin. V'hainu oisim shahoyu lehamakli tzenua v'nisbazet. So many Achronim understand that what the Devar Chaim is trying to say is that from our sugya you see that tainus is the proper response to bezoyin haTorah, because we see that people over here are fasting and they're claiming that their avoin is caused to the bezoyin haTorah, and therefore it makes sense that we should tell the people in our story to fast. However, in the Shal Satshuvus Marsham, Chelik Beis, Simon Reish Samach Dalid, he asks on the Devar Chaim that in our sugya, the tainus was really already decreed for the purposes of Atzirus Gishamim, not because of the Bezoyin HaTorah. The Bezoyin HaTorah is the result, not the cause. First, the cause was that our avoinus caused that we should have no Gishamim. As a result of that, we take the Sefer Torah out in order, he says, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is imoy anoich b'tzara, that he's together with us in the tzara, in order to be ma'ore rachme shemayim, and then we proclaim, look how terrible our avoinis are. We not only did we cause ourselves not to have gishamim, but our avoinis caused the bezoyin to the Torah. But the bezoyin to the Torah is not the reason why we're fasting. And you have to say that the Devar Chaim understood that as well, and all he's trying to say is that whenever a bezoyin happens to the Torah, we're supposed to look at it like it was our avoinus that caused that bezoyin. Since it was our avoinus, so we have to prescribe some sort of kapara, and therefore we fast when we cause a bezoyin to the Torah. For further discussion on this topic, take a look at the Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chelek Gimel, Simen Gimel, and in the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelik Zayin, Simen Tzadik Hey. The Gemara continues, V'loma miskasin besakin. Why do we cover ourselves in sackcloth when we do the tainus? Amar Abchia Bar Abba, loymer hare anu chashuvin kibehema. We are considered like behema. Rashi explains, kibehema, de misa'ar behema ninu. Sack is made out of the hair of izim, of the goats. The Marsha is bothered by this pshat of Rashi because he says that all malbushim, even if something's made out of wool, it's made out of something from an animal. Therefore, the Marsha says a different pshat. He says, "V'yesh lefarish kepashte shederech lechasis habehema besaken." We are considered like a behema because the normal thing is to cover animals, to protect them with saken. Shehu dover shuffle. Now, what message are we trying to bring across when we say that we are like behemoths? So one understanding is that we're lowering ourselves, we're showing shiflus, we're showing that we're choyte like a behema, similar to what the Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak of Soita, that an isha who sinned has to bring a carbon from Michael behema because she acted like a behema. So that shows you that when a person follows just his drives and his impulses, he's akin to a behema. However, the Meiri understands a little bit more than this. He says that we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're aware that because of our sins, he's taken his hashgacha away from us. Because there are essentially two ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the Bria. There's hashgacha pratis and hashgacha klalis. It is only the human race that's ever zoich et hashgacha pratis. Balei chayim, animals, are always treated with hashgacha klalis. And that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu allows their fate to be determined by the rules that he has set in the Bria, and Kaviyachol doesn't take any active interest in each individual behemah. And that's basically what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does when he removes his Hashgacha from Klal Yisrael because of their sins. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bechukosai, Afani Eilech Imochem Bechamas Keri. He'll treat things with a system called cause and effect, Tziba Mesoivev, Mikra. Things seem to just happen. So that's what we're trying to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we understand that our actions have caused us to be treated like behemoths. Another pshat is in the Ben Yehoyada. He says that kishem sha'at merachim al habehemes af she'ein lehem shum zechuyos came terachim gam aleinu. Just like your merachim, you have rachmonis on animals, although they don't have any zechuyos, so too you should treat us with rachmim, despite the fact that we don't have any zechuyos. Says the Gemara, V'loma noistin efer makla al gabi teva, am Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, kolomer imoy enoichi b'tzara. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi explains the fact that we put efer makla on top of the teva is because we're trying to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with us in the tzara. Rish Lakish amar b'chol tzarasam loy tzar, which is also a pasuk that describes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bitzara together with Klal Yisrael. Now the Beis HaLevi in Chelek Gimel, Drush Zayin, he has a beautiful explanation as to what Rish Lakish and Rehudah ben Pazi are arguing about here. He says that Lefi Rehudah ben Pazi, who used the pasuk of Imoy Anoichi Bitzara, you can see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaviyachol Mitztayer even when a Yachid is Bitzar, because the Lashon is Imoy, which is Lashon Yachid, Imoy Anoichi Bitzara. Masha'enkin Rish Lakish's pasuk shows only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitztayer together with the Rabbim, B'chol Tzaras Sam Loi Tzar. Why is it that Rish Lakish does not want to use the pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi to show that even a Yachid HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitztayer together with? The answer, says the Beis HaLevi, is that you could understand Imoy Anoichi Bitzara not to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mitztayer together with him, but rather Imoy Anoichi Bitzara Achaltzehu Vachabdehu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to help the person in the matzav of tzara, but not that he, kaviyachol, is mitztayer when the person is bitzar. Masha'en came from Rish Lakish's pasuk, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitztayer, but there only the rabbim. Interestingly enough, there's a mechilta in Parshas Bo, in Parsha Yud Dalet, that's mefurish like the Beis HaLevi. The lashon of the mechilta is as follows: V'chein ata moitze kol zman sheyisrael meshubadim kaviyachol shechina imahem. One of the psukim that it brings is Bechol Tzarasam Loi Tzar. Then the Mechilta says, Ein li ela tzaras tzibur, tzaras yachid minayin, tamud loimar, yikri'eni ve'eneu ima yinoichi b'tzara. So you see from the Mechilta that the pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi is a makar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaviyachol together with the yachid, and the pasuk of Rish Lakish is only a makar for the rabbim. The Gemara asks, Lama Yoitzin Lebeis HaKvaris? Why was the minig to go to the Beis HaKvaris? They didn't daven in the Beis HaKvaris because you're not allowed to daven in the Beis HaKvaris. There's an Isser of Loig L'Rosh, like the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud Ches, that you're not allowed to be Mekayim any mitzvah in a Beis HaKvaris. But the minig used to be that after the Tefillah, according to the Rambam in Hilchos Tainius, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Ches, and it's mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Tes, that they would go and be mischanan in the Beis HaKvaris after the Tefillah. Some learn that they would go before the Tefillah. The Haggai's Mamunis on the Rambam over there brings down that as well. So the Gemara wants to know, why do we have such a minhag to go to the Beis HaKvaris? And the Gemara answers, Pligi bar, Reb Levi bar Chama, Reb Chanina, Chadam hare anu chashuvim lefanecha kemesim, v'chadam kdeshi yivakshu aleinu mesim rachmim. Now, the first time is understandable, just like we had the idea that we're machnia ourselves by comparing ourselves to behemoths, we also compare ourselves to mesim. The second time, however, is a question, lahalacha, how you're allowed to do that. Kedeshi yivakshu aleinu mesim rachmim. As a matter of fact, in the Bach, Nyeredeya Simin Reish Yud Zayin, he brings down b'shem, tshuvas harav chayim paltiel, that one who is mivakish from the mesim, that they should be mispal and intervene on his behalf, is considered like a doirish ala mesim. There's an isser in the Torah, the doirish ala mesim. It's one of the isurim that goes together with the choyver, chever, v'yedoini. And he says that the only thing that you're allowed to do is be mispalel by the site of a kever kodesh. If it's a tzaddik, so then there's some kedusha in the kever, and a person's tefillah could be nishmas b'schus the mokam hakodesh hazeh. And he says, even though the Gemara in Sota Lamedalon Rebbeis brings down the story that Kalev, when he went together with Meraglim, he was nishtateach al kivrei avos. He says Kalev was not asking the avos to daven for him; he was rather being mispalel there as a makam kodesh, just like any makam kodesh has a hashpa on the tefillah. His example is that it says by Avram Avinu, vayamid Avram baboker la makam asher amad sham alma shahamakim goyrim. And because of this, Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel said that anybody makes a neder that he's going to go to the Beis HaKvarais, he doesn't have to be matter his neder because he's being neder to do something that's wrong. And he says, I don't know why they go, but I'm ragel leftoich lehem b'charata to be matter the neder using a charata v'yatir lehem ha-neder v'yitin l'tzdaka mashahoye moitzi al haderech. He should give tzedakah whatever his expenditures for the trip would have been, and that's enough. However, the Bach himself says that kvar hichziko b'minig zeh, people are noyeh to go to batei kvaris. Ve'ein moicha, nobody's moicha. He even brings that there's a smach b'sefer hazoyer and pashtus achrei mois. But the Bach also says that it's not like you are entreating the mesim to daven on your behalf. Rather, you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're davening to him b'zchus, the oves that are buried there, that he should give you a hatzolah. So both the Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel and the Bach seem to be in agreement that you're not allowed to go to the kever and ask the mace to daven for you. So what do we mean in our Gemara? Shivakshu aleinu meisim rachmim. So in this Sefer Milchemes Mitzvah, he explains our Gemara. He says that when we say that you go to the kever, kedei shivakshu aleinu meisim rachmim, we do not mean that you ask the meisim to daven for you. What we mean is that we are moidia, our tsar, to the meisim. And once the Mesim are aware of the pain we're going through, they themselves will automatically daven. We're not being derish al Mesim because we're not asking them to do that. They're going me'atzmam and they're being misspelled. That's what it means. Kidei sheyivakshu aleinu Mesim rachmim. They themselves, out of their own accord, will now go and be misspelled knowing what we're going through. Take a look also in the Igris Moshe in Arachayim Chelik Hei Simen Mem Gimel. The Gemara says, "My bein nayhu." What's the nafgamina? What's the difference between the two lashonos? Whether the reason why we go to the Beis HaKvaris is because we're trying to say "Harei anu chashuvim lefanecha kemesim," or because "Kedei sheivakshu aleinu mesim rachmim." The Gemara says, "Ik bein nayhu kivrei akum." If you go to a Beis HaKvaris of goyim, so you don't have kedei levakish rachmim, but we do have the time of "Harei anu chashuvim lefanecha kemesim." So lehalacha, if a person does not have the ability to go to a Beis HaKvaris of Yisrael, should he go to the Beis HaKvaris of a goy? Which lashon do we paskin like? So the Rambam in Perek Dalet, halacha yud ches, Avichas Tainius, he says, Acher shemispalim yoytzim kol ha'om beis HaKvaris uboichin umischananim sham, keloimar harei atem mesim ke'elu, imloi tashuva midarcheichem. So the Lechem Mishnah points out that you see that the Rambam's paskin like the Madi Yomar, harei anufanecha ke'mesim. And therefore, if you don't have available a basic forest shall Yisrael, you go to a basic forest shall Akum, Lefi the Rambam. And the same din appears in the Ramah, because the Mechaber in Simen Tovkuf Ayin Tes, if Gimel brings down the Lashon HaRambam, he passes like the Rambam, he says, Kaloimar, Harei Atem Mesim Ke'elu Imloi Teshuvu Midarcheichem, and that's the reason why you go to the basic forest, says the Ramah, Ulefi Ze Im Ein Kivri Yisrael, Holchem Al Kivri Kusim. Ulefi Ze, you mean, since the Rambam, since the Mechaber, paskins like the Tam of Harei Anul Fanecha Ke'mesim, therefore, it would stand to reason that if there are no Kivri Yisrael, you go to Kivrei Akum. The Goyin asks on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam, Tzarech Ian, Lama Kosev Kemad Yomer Harishayin. Generally speaking, when the Gemara brings down Chad Amr, V'Chad Amr, we go after the second time. The Rif, on the other hand, paskins that you do not go to Kivrei Goyim. That's the way Muki Yosef learns B'das HaRif, because indeed we paskin like the second time, not the first time. The Gemara now asks, "My Har Hamayriya? What is the mashmos of the word Har Hamayriya? Why is it called Har Hamayriya?" Now, in the Haggaiyus of Rabbi Yankov Emden, he explains that the reason why the Gemara is asking this question is because in our Mishnah we mention Har Hamayriya when we talk about Misha'ana Lavrom Avinu Bahar Hamayriya. However, that's not the way Rashi learns. Rashi in the Ramaschal, "My Har Hamayriya," says, "Aidi the Airi bePlukta the Rebbe Levi." Reb Chanina, Reb Levi Bar Chama, Reb Chanina both argued about Lama Yoytzin Lebeis HaKvaris. And Loma Noisen Efer Beroish Kol Echad VeEchad. So this is another machlokes that the two of them argue about. The reason why Rashi doesn't want to learn like Rabbi Yaakov Emden is pretty obvious. Right now, the Gemara is not yet up to that part of the Mishnah that discusses Misha'ana Lavram Avinu Bahara Maria. A Kopan Rashi explains that when we say Har Maria, we're referring to the place where the Akedah took place, because it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu to go El Eretz HaMaria. And there are two shittas in the Gemara why exactly it's called Har HaMaria. One man Yomer says, Har Shiyotzi Menu Hero Li Yisrael, because as Rashi explains, Ki Mitzioin Teitzei Torah, and it says Yairu Mishpatecha Li Yaakov, the Lishkas HaGozis is in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Mokam of Har HaMaria is a place where Hero goes to all of Yisrael. And the other man Yomer says that this is a place where Moira went Loivde Kechavim. Rashi explains it means Sheshoimen Gedulis Yisrael v'Yerushalayim u'mespachtim aleihem. They have fear when they hear about what goes on in the Beis HaMikdash. Then Rashi brings a second lashon. Shemati lishna achrina Har HaMaria Har Sinai. Har HaMaria does not refer to the Beis HaMikdash, rather to Har Sinai. And Moira lo'ev dekechavim happened by Matan Torah, since it says in the Pasuk Tillum Eretz Yorav Shakota, which means that by Matan Torah there was a tremendous pachad that was neufel on all of the Umas HaOlam. Now the Tosfos Rid asks that how could you say that Har HaMaria is Har Sinai? There's a Pasuk in Devar HaYomim Vayochel Shlomo Livnis his Beis Hashem Yerushalayim Bahar HaMaria. So you see that Har HaMaria is in Yerushalayim. And the Marshon, Chedush HaGadus, asks the same question. The Keren Oiris says that the Girsa of the Yalkut in Shir HaShirim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Vav, is Har HaMor. And Har Sinai could be called Har HaMor because Mor is one of the Samani Akteris, which smelled very good, and Har Sinai had that type of fragrance. A koponim, it comes out that according to Rashi's second Lashon, the Akedah did not take place on the Mokam HaMikdash, rather it took place in Har Sinai. And the Chassam Sofer in Chelik Beis, Yerideus, in Reish Lamed Hei, actually explains that the Yesh Mefarshim and Rashi holds that Har HaMaria is Sinai and is in a different place than Har HaMaria that's written in Divrei Yomim, not because it's called Har HaMor, but because by the Akedah it says Eretz HaMaria, and it was Achad HaHorim Asher Oimei Elecha, so therefore it also has a din, it has the name of Har HaMaria. And he even goes so far as to say that the Machloikis HaMiroim over here, what Har HaMaria was, is really the Machloikis, whether it's Har Sinai or the Makam HaMikdash. According to the Mandi Yamar, who says Misham Yatzah HaRoah, he holds that it's Har Sinai. So even though the way that Rashi explains, it's HaRoah is Miloshin Kimitzian Teitzei Torah, which refers to the Lishkas HaGazis, but the Chassam Sofer is explaining that it's Har Sinai for this reason. However, Lafid Mandi Yamar, that Misham Yatza Moira Lo Umis HaOlam, so that refers to the Makam HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash brought about Moira to the rest of the nations. The Gemara says, Amar of Adabar Ava, Odom Sheyesh B'yodei Aveira, somebody who has an Aveira, Umis Vade Ve'enei Choyzerba, he even does Vidui, but he doesn't do Tshuva, which Rashi explains to mean somebody who does the Aveira of Gezel and he does not return the Gzela. L'mau Daime, what is he similar to? La'adam she'toyfes sheretz biyadoi, a person who's holding on to a dead sheretz, which is mitamehim, sha'afilu toivel b'chol memes sheba'olam, even if he were to be toivel in all the waters in the entire world, lo'osaloi tvila, the tvila would not work, it would not be effective. Zrakai miyadoi kivin she'toval b'arboim sa miyad osaloi tvila. As soon as he throws the sheretz out of his hand, then he's toivel, so he becomes tohar. Now, although the point of this Gemara is to discuss the inyan of tshuva, nevertheless, the Achronim use our Gemara to prove the gether of the din in the mashal that our Gemara uses. Because there is a chakira that Reb Reuven Grzovsky declares about the inyan of tovel v'sheretz b'yodai. We see that the tefillah doesn't help. And the question is, what exactly is the gether in that halacha? Do we say that when the person does a tefillah, even though he has a sheretz b'yodai, the tefillah is effective legabe the tumah that he had on himself until now? It's just that he immediately becomes tummy again from the sheretz that he's touching. Or do we say that the tefillah that he's toivel now is totally ineffective? It doesn't work. It does not even mitire him from the original tumah that he had. And the hesber in that would be that tefillah is something that you need to become tahar al yodai. If the tefillah does not generate tyra, then it doesn't help bichlal. What's an afgamina? So he mentions an afgamina, legabe the din of helim tumah. There's a halacha that a person has to bring a carbon oil of a yoreid. If he had tumah, which he knew about at one point, and then he forgot about that tumah, and subsequently went into the Beis HaMikdash. As soon as he becomes aware later of the tumah that he previously had, he has to bring the carbon. So you have to have a yediyah betchila and a yediyah besoif, and a helam beemtza, the fact that he forgot it in the middle. Now what happens if a person had become tummy and he was aware of that tumah? He then was toivil, and at the time of the tevila, he touched a sheretz, and he did not know about it. And then he later went into the Beis HaMikdash. The tumah that he has on himself now, is that a tumah that had a yediyah betchila or not? If we say that the sheretz renders the tevila a totally ineffective tevila, so essentially he never lost the original tumah that he had, and that original tumah was with a yediyah betchila, so he would be chayav the carbon. But if you understand that the original tumah does go away, it's just that tovel b'sheretz b'yadei means that the person immediately becomes tumah from the sheretz that he's touching, well, that tumah did not have a yediyah betchila. And he comes to a maskana that since there is no makar, that tovel b'sheretz b'yadei loy also loy tevila, it doesn't say it any place in the pasuk, it's only a svara, we cannot be mechadish that the tevila is ineffective for the tumah that you already had. Rather, we have to say that tevila works, but you become tummy again. However, Reb Chaim, Nechadusha Reb Chaim Halevi al Hashas, in Simen Tov Chav Dalet, understands that tevila v'sheretz b'yadai does not help to mitahir you from the old tumah at all. And l'chayra, our sugya is a raya to this, because our sugya is medama, a person who has an avera and doesn't do tshuva, like a person who's holding a sheretz b'yadei when he does tevila. And it would seem that what the Gemara means to say is that the tshuva that he did wasn't a complete tshuva. Not that he has a new avera, because if the person continues to sin, then it's pashit that he has a new avera. Why would I think otherwise? Obviously, what the Gemara is trying to say is that tshuva without azivas achet is not considered tshuva. So Reb Reuven really answers this question by saying that it's possible, l'fi the way Rashi explains the concept of tovel v'sheretz b'yadei in the context of tshuva, which is that we're talking about a case where a person stole, and ve'ein echayzer boy means that he doesn't pay for the gezel. So he says you could say that we're talking about a case where the person already has left the chet once, meaning that he returned the original gzela, but at that point he did not yet do tshuva and it wasn't ischarit on the chet. And then he stole again. And after he stole again, he then was nischaret, he had charata on the original gzela, and he did tshuva on that first chet, but he still has the gzela from the second gezel, biyadoi. In which case, the tshuva does help for the original chet that he did, but he's called sheretz biyadoi, like we said, according to Reuven, sheretz biyadoi means that there's a new tumah that comes on him. And he just doesn't have the ability to retire himself from the new tumah because he's still touching it. And who went in over here, he can't be retire himself from the chet that he has now for the new gezel because he hasn't returned that gezel. However, definitely the pashat pshat in our sugya is the way Reb Chaim is learning that tovel b'sheretz b'yadei is a mnia. It holds back the tshuva from affecting the original chet that he did. Even so, it's worthwhile pointing out that l'fi Reb Chaim, it's not so clear why the Gemara would use the lashon of toivel. Why is a person who's doing a tshuva which is not really complete as a maisa tevila that there's a sheretz b'yadai? It should be doimet to a person who didn't really do a complete maisa tevila. So Bishlam, according to Reb Reuven, we understand. He was toivel. He's toivel from the old tumah. And the nimshal is that he did a tshuva from the old gezel. But since there's a sheretz b'yadai, meaning there's the new gezel, so he hasn't fully been metayer himself. But according to Reb Chaim, since the person didn't do aziva sachet, in what way is his tshuva nimshal to a toivel? So you have to say that according to Reb Chaim, the hesber in the Gemara is that the person is mischaret. He has charata that he did the chet. It's just that his yetzer is so great that he hasn't been gomer beliboy fully to leave the chet. Now there's another application from the way that Reb Chaim learns this whole din of toivel b'sheretz b'yodeh. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Mechusar Kaparah, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, let's say a Yoledes brought her carbon. A Yoledes has to bring a carbon to make herself fully Tahira so that she could even eat Kodshim. And the Rambam passes that if the Yoledes brought her carbon, Toich Yumei Melois, before it was finished, Yumei Tahara, Lo Yotzi Yidei Chayvasa. Because as we know, during the period of the Yumei Tahara, which if she gave birth to a Zachar is 33 days, if she gave birth to a Nekeva, it's 66 days, she has the same status as a Tvul Yoim. after the Mei Tahara are finished, she's no longer Tefillas Yoyim, and she has the heter to eat Truma, but she can't yet eat Kachem until she brings her Karbonis. So the Rambam says if she brought her Karbonis, Toich Yimei Melois, then Lo Yatsa Yidei Chevosa. Adds the Rambam, Afilu Evia Aleidois Koidmois. Even if she were to bring Karbonis for earlier Leidois, it would not be Metayer her from that Tuma that she got from the last Leida that she had. And the Ravid asks, why shouldn't the Karbonis that she's bringing now be mitire her fully from the Leidois HaKoidmois? Those Leidois already finished their Yimei Melois. So Rav Chaim explains the Rambam to defend him from the Ravid's Kasha based on Yisoid. He says that if a person is Tameh with two Tumais, and he's Toivel in a way that he's successful in getting rid of one of those two Tumas, for whatever reason, he gets rid of one Tuma and not the other Tuma. Since, says Rav Chaim, Soif, he did not become Tohar from the second Tuma, the Tvila is ineffective even Legabi the first Tuma. And the reason, says Reb Chaim, is because Tvila is a Maisa Tara. It has to be Metayer the person, and if it's not successful in generating Tara, then it's not considered a Tvila. He does add that this is only if the second Tuma, the one that he was not successful in getting rid of, is equal or more Chomer to the first Tuma that he did get rid of. However, if the second Tumah is more Kal than the first Tumah, then we say that the Tvila was at least effective in getting rid of the more Chomer Dika Tumah. He remains with the Tumah HaKala, but the Tvila on some level was effective in bringing down his level of Tumah. With this, Reb Chaim gives a beautiful hesber in the Yerushalmi in the second parak of Shavuos. Over there it says as follows, a Tumah goes to the mikveh. And unbeknownst to him, while he's being toivel, he touched something else that is metame. So we know that he's tame even after he leaves the mikveh. Then the person goes into the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Yerushalmi, does he have to bring a carbon oil of a yoyred? Remember, we explained before that in order to be chayv a carbon oil of a yoyred for going into the Beis HaMikdash whilst tame, you have to have a Tuma, which you knew about originally. There had to have been a Yediyah B'tchila. If the person was never aware of the Tuma that he had, he's not Chayev, a Karban, Oil of a Yoyred. So this person, who was Toivel, from a Tuma that he knew about, and he didn't know about the Tuma that he touched in the mikveh, the Yerushalmi paskins that it depends. If the Tuma that he now touched was a Tuma that was less Chomer, that was more Kal, than the Tuma that he originally had, and then he goes into the mikdash, he is putter from a carbon oil of a yoyrid. Masha enkein, if the tumah that he now touches was more chomer than the tumah that he originally had, then when he subsequently goes into the mikdash, he is a chayiv, a carbon oil of a yoyrid. What's the hezber in the Yerushalmi? Says Reb Chaim, very simple. If the tumah that he touched, b'shas his tevila, was more chomer than the original tumah, then, as Reb Chaim already explained, the tevila was entirely ineffective because it didn't do anything. It didn't bring down his level of tumah. And therefore, he remains with his old tumah because the tevila didn't get rid of that old tumah. If he remains with his old tumah, then he has on himself a tumah that he had a yediyah betchila, and he's chayiv a carbon oil v'yoyrid later. Masha ein kein, if the tumah that he now gets is more kal than the original tumah, then the tevila was effective. The tevila got rid of the old tumah, it brought down his level of tumah, and he now remains with the new tumah that he touched while he was being toivel. If he remains only with the new tuma, that didn't have a yediyah betchila. So he's putter from a carbon oil of a yoyrid. Memela, says Reb Chaim, that's the hesber in the Rambam by the karbonis of Yeledes. We said that the carbon that was brought in the middle of Yemei Melois, during the Yemei Tahara of Leda number 2, does not even help her for Leda number 1, an old Leda which she already finished her Yemei Melois. The reason, says Reb Chaim, is because Kaparas HaYeledes, the Gemara increases Tavches, is Medame to Tevilos. Because the Karbonis of HaYeledes are there to finish off the Tara process. And just like one Tevila helps to get rid of many Tumois, so too, an Isha who has on herself many Leidois, she's allowed to bring one carbon to be Matahir to eat Kodshim. It brings about the Gemar of the Tara, even though there are many Chiyuvim that she has. She'll still have to bring the other Karbonis to be Yoytzer her Chiyuv. But as far as the level of Tara which she achieves through Avos HaKarbonis, all she has to do is bring one carbon, and that's Matahir, gives her the right to eat Kodshim, even though it was many Leidus that caused her not to be able to eat Kodshim. So that shows us, he says, that the chiyuv of a mechusar kapara, one who has to bring karbonis to be metaher themselves, is not just a chiyuv kapara alone, it is a davar hametaher. And that's why it functions similar to a mikvah. It gets rid of many leidos at one time. And that's really the mashmos of the psukim. The psukim always say, v'chiper aleha koyin v'tahera. The bringing of the karbonis is a maisa hametaher. The Mela says the Rambam, that if it's impossible to bring the carbon of a Yeledes for this Leda number two, because it's still Toich Yimei Melois, it's during the Yimei Tahara, which means you cannot yet bring the Karbonis to be Mater to eat Kodshim, the Maisa of the Havas HaKarbonis is not going to help her even Ligabe previous Ledes. Because just like in a mikveh, Reb Chaim's Yisoid is, that a Maisa Tevila, which does not generate Tahara, because it doesn't bring down your level of Tumah, is ineffective, and cannot even be poil legabe those things that are capable of receiving its tara, so too legabe the karbonis of a yeledes. As long as legabe this leda, the maisa krova is not a maisa metaher, so it's ineffective even legabe the previous ledes. And even the Ravid, who argues on the Rambam and holds that it does help legabe previous ledes, it's not muchach that he argues on Reb Chaim's Yisoid. It could just be that he holds that aside from the din tahara that there is in the karbonis ha-yeledes, the Brisker Rav says in the beginning of Mechusa Kapara that there's an additional din. There's a chiyuv karbon like all other chiyuv karbonis. And like we already said, even though you could get rid of the level of tumah that causes that you can't eat kodshim al yidei one karbon when you have many ledes, nevertheless, there's still a chiyuv to bring the other karbonis because there's a chiyuv in the gavra to bring the karbon. Memela says the Ravid that she could be yoitzer her chiyuv of havas or karbonis legabe previous ladies, even though it's not a maisa hametaher when she brings toich melois of this lady. The Rambam obviously holds that even legabe the chiyuv on the person calls man that you brought a karbon which is not a maisa hametaher at all, then you're not yoitzer your chiyuv karbon either. Al kol panim, this is the yisoid of Reb Chaim as well legabe toivel v'sheretz biyodei, that any time the tevila is not a maisa mitaher because you're ultimately going to end up with a tumah anyway, so the tevila is ineffective even legabe the old tumah. Take a look also at the Shari Yosher and Shar Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, Perek Chof, and Chof Aleph. The Gemara lists the different attributes that a shliach tzibur, who's Yod Lefnei Ateva by Tainius, is supposed to have. Of the milus mentioned, we find Metupel Ve'ein Loi, and also Beisei Rekam. The Gemara says, Hainu Metupel Ve'ein Loi, Hainu Beisei Rekam. Metupel Ve'ein Loi and Beisei Rekam is the same thing. Because what does Metupel Ve'ein Loi mean? It means Metupel, somebody with small children. Ve'ein Loi, he does not have with what to be Mefarnes them. Beisei Rekam means that his house is empty. It sounds like it means that a person who doesn't have Parnassa. The Gemara answers, Amrav Chizda, it means Beisei Rekam Min Ha'Aveira. What do we mean by Beisei Rekam? His house is empty from Aveira? They're two pshatim. Rashi understands she'ein chomos begezel beveisai. The reason why we talk about his house being empty from Aveira is because we're talking about the Aveira of Gezel. He does not have Gezel in his house. However, the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet of Hilchas Tainiyes seems to learn differently, because the Rambam says that he needs to be a person shleyeh bebanav ubnei beisai v'chol kroivav anilvim elav bal aveira eliyeh beisai rekam in aveiras. So you see that the Rambam understands that beisai rekam, his house being empty from aveiras, means that not only is he not a bal aveira, but there's no aveira in his house, meaning none of his children or offspring. And it could be that the Rambam didn't want to learn like Rashi, because Aveira, very often, in Lashon Chazal, refers to the Aveira of Arayas. So Beisei Rekam in Aveira makes more sense if you say that it's referring to his family being empty from Aveira, meaning Arayas. Furthermore, says the Beis Yosef in Arachayim, Sim Tov Kuf Ayin Tes, that if the Kavana of the Gemara is that he cannot have any Gezel inside his house now, then there's absolutely no Chiddush, because we find the Gemara says in the next line that it has to be Pirkei Noah. And Pirkei Noah means that he has to be a person that it was not even Yotza Olav Shem Rabbi Aldusai. So if he himself has to be a person that didn't even have a bad reputation when he was younger, Kol Shekein, he can't be a person who has Gezel in his house now. If you learn that it means his whole family have to be Reka Min Aveira, then it makes sense. Because number one, he has to be a person who didn't even have a Shem Rab when he was younger. And as far as the here and now, it has to be his entire family is Reka Min Aveira. The way that Rashi can learn the difference between Beisei Rekam and Pirkei Noah, we could say Alpi the Gvuras Ari. He explains that Beis HaRekam has to do with Averis Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, and like Rashi says, there's no Gezel in his house now, and Pirkei Noah has to do with Averis Shebein Adam L'Mokai. And the Gemara actually has a problem with the Rambam. He says, I mean, when do we ever find that a person's family should be ma'akiv him from being Yerud Lefnei Ateva? Furthermore, if Beis HaRekam is referring to Bnei Beisai, then it really should have said Pirkei Noah first. Pirkei Noah has to do with he himself, that it should not Yotzalov Shem Ra be Aldusai. And then afterwards, we should talk about the rest of his family. As far as the first question that he asks, that when do we ever find the family being ma'akiv, the Avdei Nezer, in Arachayim Simen Lamed, it says, B'shem, his son, the Shem Yishmuel, that we're talking about something that he could have been mechiach and given teichacha to his family for. Or he covers up for them. On some level, he is guilty. Now the Tur in Arachayim Simen Nun Gimel, Hilchus Tefila, he says that a regular shliach tzibur has to be hagun. What does hagun mean? Zeh shu reikon me'averis upirkei noah. It's mashma that even in tefillahs of the rest of the year, not just the tefillahs legabe tainiyes, you will need this tenoyim. Rather, a shliach tzibur always has to be a person who's pirkei noah and reikon me'averis. However, the Rambam does not mention these halachis legabe a regular shliach tzibur. Only legabe a shliach tzibur is yerud lefnei ateva by a tainis. And indeed, in the Shalos Tshuvos from Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, Simon Peiches, he says that somebody who is oivir aviriz zara bialdusai, and then he is shav v'tshuva shlema, he does tshuva, and his maisim l'shem shemayim, is kosher to be a shliach tzibur. Even though the Torah holds that he's pasul to a shliach tzibur, because that's not pirkei noi, as a shem rabbi aldusai, he says since the Rambam holds that a shliach tzibur, and the rest of the year doesn't have to be pirkei noi, he paskins that he's kosher. And this actually appears also in the Rimigash, as one of the rabbosim of the Rambam, that only a shliach tzibur by a tainis has to be pirkei noah, and a person who was not yotzlov shem rabbi aldusai, but the rest of the year, even if he didn't aveira, if he did tshuva, is kosher. However, in the tshuvas marash dam, Erechayim Simon Lamed Gimel, he claims that possibly the Rambam could hold like the Tur. It's just that in Hilchas Tefillah he was soisim, and he was megaladaitai, Hilchas Taini is what the halach is, and the same thing would be true by a regular shliach tzibur. However, in the Sefer Yad Aron, in his Chidushim on Latur, Arachayim, Simen Nun Gimel, he's Masig on the Marash Dam, because he says that the Rambam, the Pirush of Mishnayis, says Beferish, after he brings down the din, that the person has to be Rogel to be a Shliach Tzibur, and he has to be a person with Zikna and Imas HaKoil, he says Bemedvar Mur Bekol Shliach Tzibur. Moisif Alov Kan, Sheheiloi Banim Ubeisei Reika. Over here, Legabe Tainius, we have two extra Tanoim. And then he says, "Uvade gamshla yotza alav shem Rabbi aldusai kidei shifnei alav leiv kolat tzibur v'yiskabu dvarav al kulam beratzin." So you see that these special tanaim are said only legabe shliach tzibur of a tainis. In Tshuvas Marshal Simen Chof, he says that even the Tur who required these midas the whole year, he says that's only a mitzvah min amufcher, but not liyikuva. Le'inyan halacha in Shulchan Aruch over there, Simen Nun Gimel Siv Dalid paskins that any shliach tzibur has to be a person shla yotza alav shem ra afil bi aldusai. Except that the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah write that since there are many poskim that hold that even a person who is over averis b'mezid, he could be a shliach tzibur as long as he was chayz b'tshuva, mela the halach is that he's kosher to be a shliach tzibur, even a shliach tzibur kavua. The Ramah over there adds that even if a person was over an averis b'shoigig, like he killed somebody b'shgaga and then he was chayz b'tshuva, he's allowed to be a shliach tzibur. However, he says if he was over b'mezid, then he cannot be a shliach tzibur even the rest of the year because that is yotzal of shem ra before he did tshuva. The Gemara darshes the pasuk chayzli nachlosi ka'arye beyar nosna alai b'koyla al kain sneisia. The Gemara darshes that's referring to a shliach tzibur hayard lufnei ateva she'enei hagun. How do you see from the words nosna alai b'koyla? She has placed upon me with her voice that we're talking about a shliach tzibur she'enei hagun. The Marsha says that what we mean to say is that the shliach tzibur who's not hagun doesn't have all of the midas toivis that we mentioned before, pirkei noah, etc. And therefore, it's nasta alai b'koila alone. She has only used her voice, nothing else, none of the other milas that accompany the voice. In the Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Beis, Perek Yud, he explains that the inyan of a shliach tzibur is that he's me'orer with his koil lamata, the koil ha'elyon. There's the koil gadol, which is mentioned in the Zohar HaKadosh, that we, al yedei our tefillos, have the koyach to be me'orer. And he says that's what the pasuk means when it says a koil koil yakov. The double lashon symbolizes the fact that al yedei our koil lamata, we're me'orer a certain koil lamala. And Nosta Alai B'Koyla, therefore, means that if the Shliach Tzibur She'enei Hagun, his tefillahs don't have the capability to be Ma'orer, the Koyl L'mala. And that's why we say Nosta Alai B'Koyla, only with her Koyl. She has placed upon me her Koyl, as opposed to being Ma'orer, my Koyl. The Gemara says, Va'omer lefneihem eser v'arba brachos. You say 24 brachos. Shmoina eser shebechol yoyim, u'mois v'alim oid sheish. You add 6 to the ordinary 18 brachas. The Gemara says, "Hani sheish sheva havin." There's really 7. Kiritnan ala shviyas hu oimer baruch merachem ala aretz. So you see that there are really 7 additional brachas. Amrav Nachmar Yitzchak, my shviyas laruka. It means the 7th from the bracha that you are marach in, which the Gemara explains means the bracha of Goyal Yisrael. You're marach in the bracha of Goyal Yisrael. What exactly was the arichas in the bracha of Goyal Yisrael? Toisvis in the Bermaschal my shviyas. Says that the practice was to add bakoshes and tchinas during that bracha. The Ramban says that the arichas was that you said tfilas anenu. They would incorporate anenu in the bracha of Goyal Yisrael. However, the Rana and the Ritva say that you did not say tfilas anenu on a tainus when you said 24 brachas. The Rambam is a third shita. He paskins in Perek Dalet Halacha Hey that in Bilkers Goyal Yisrael they would add the psuki zechronis and shoifres and shar hamizmoirin. So we have 3 shittas what the arichas and Goyal Yisrael was. If it was the bakoshes and tchinas like Toisvis, or tefillas anenu like the Ramban, or psukei zechronis v'shoifres v'sharim mizmoirim like the Rambam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.